Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about the Baal Shem Tov when he was a young man. In those days, the Baal Shem Tov was not yet known to be a great tzaddik. And in fact, he usually dressed up as a simple peasant and traveled from place to place. Especially what he used to do was he would ask people, "How are you doing? How are things? How's everything going?" He would maybe ask the water carrier or perhaps a woman who was in the market buying or selling her things, or even a child playing near his home. "Is there enough to eat?" the Baal Shem Tov would ask. "Is everybody healthy?" What would be the answers? "Oh, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Eibishter. Everything's fine, Baruch Hashem," or "Thanks to our sweet Father in heaven, things are going well," and so forth and so on. And these simple, God-fearing Jewish people would always say something mentioning Hashem, thanking the Eibishter, thanking the Shafter, the Creator, or however they would say it. When the Baal Shem Tov heard these words, he would smile and he would go on his way. One day, Rabbi Yisrael arrived in a village and went to the Beis Medrash, to the study hall. And there in a corner sat a very old Torah scholar, wrapped in his towels and tefillin, learning and learning and learning. He was known as a Porish, somebody who stays separate, somebody who lives a life away from everybody, not paying attention to any people, and just sitting and sitting and sitting, learning and learning and learning and davening and davening and davening. Because, of course, it's a wonderful thing to learn and daven. But to separate oneself from everybody else, this is not necessarily what Hashem wants. True, he learned a lot of Torah, and he davened a lot. I'm sure he did the mitzvahs, and very good, but he never paid attention to any other person. So, when the Baal Shem Tov came over to him and said, "How are you doing? How's everything?" he just felt, "Why is this person bothering me? I'm trying to learn, and he's bothering me with his questions. How is everything going?" the Baal Shem Tov said. "Is there enough to eat? Is your family healthy?" The Porush made no reply. He was just hoping that the stranger would go away. The stranger just asked more questions and more questions. Finally, the Baal Shem Tov said, "Rabbi, why are you denying Hashem his parnasa, his livelihood?" "What? What strange words." The man, the parish, was very, very upset. And he said, "What? Denying Hashem's livelihood? What do you mean? What silly words," he said to the Baal Shem Tov. Ah, the Baal Shem Tov said, "But this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. The pasuk there says, are you and you, the Holy One, who dwells by the praises of Yisrael?" Again, the pasuk says, "And you, Holy One," meaning Hashem, "who dwells, who lives by the praises of the Jewish people." What does that mean, that Hashem lives by the praise of the Jewish people? Baal Shem Tov explained what it means is that Hashem actually receives his livelihood, so to speak, from the Jewish people praising him. Of course, Hashem gives to us our livelihood. What livelihood, so to speak, does Hashem receive? It is when one Jew asks another one, "How are things going?" And the Jew says, "Praise to Hashem, Baruch Hashem," and so forth. This is giving Hashem such pleasure that David HaMelech calls it the livelihood for Hashem. And this is a very important lesson for us. Just as for that Parash who understood after that that although it's very important to learn Torah as much as possible, and very important to daven as much as possible, and to concentrate on our learning, concentrate on our davening, that we should not ignore other people. Rather, Hashem takes great pleasure, very, very, very much pleasure, when people ask each other how they're doing, show concern, show they care, and the other person will bless Hashem for giving them what they need and so forth. And who knows, but that perhaps just by asking somebody, how are you doing, and being concerned for somebody, or if somebody asks us to use that opportunity to pray to Hashem, this could be the one mitzvah, the one beautiful thought for action, which can help to bring Mashiach immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.